On the new...
Oh, by jingo!
Well, now, oh, by jingo, I'll have to come later. I got some more things I want to do first. On the record, with my son Merle, there's a tune that I do called Otto Wood the Bandit. I'll tell you a little about Otto. If I can ever get the frog out of my throat, excuse my loud noise there. Otto Wood lived in Wilkes County, North Carolina. That's a neighboring county to Watauga, where I live. And he worked as a railroad brakeman up until 1926, when he had an accident and lost the use of one of his arms, his left arm. And you know, in the late 20s and early 30s, times is awful hard. And the old boy had to pawn some of the personal belongings he had, I guess, to eat. Took a rather expensive watch that was a family heirloom to a pawn shop and pawned it for a few days to get a little money. And he told the fella, said, now, I'll be back to get it in about 30 days. He said, you give me a pawn ticket and don't you let nobody else have it. He said, I'll be back and redeem it. Well, he went back about a week and a half before time for it to run out, and the fella had already sold his watch, and he found out that he'd sold it for about three or four times what he paid him when he pawned it. So Otto was kind of angry about it, and he went in to see the man about it, and he sashed him, and Otto flew into a rage, and he struck him with the butt of a pistol harder than he intended to and killed him. And they gave him, instead of a manslaughter charge like you might get for getting in a fight with somebody or assault with a deadly weapon or something like that, and manslaughter, they gave him second-degree murder. And Otto didn't think he ought to have that big a sentence for what he did, so he turned bitter and became one of the worst outlaws that ever came out of the South. And the southern town he was shot and killed in was Salisbury, North Carolina, in 1930.